Welcome, everyone. Thank you to everyone here in the Honesdale audience for being here this evening. You all look lovely. And thank you to everybody joining us, our mission members, who are joining us live stream from their homes, their yoga studios, wherever they are. We wish you were here, but we're so glad that you've joined and can be a part of the community this evening for our special celebration of Guru Purnima. And tonight, it will be led by Pandit Rajamani Tigganayat, PhD, who we all know as Panaji. Panaji is the spiritual head of the Himalayan Institute, and he holds two doctorates, one in Sanskrit and one in Oriental Studies. He's the author of over 15 books, including his autobiography, Touched by Fire, and his most recent Practice of the Yoga Sutra, Sadhanapada. He was ordained into this 5,000-year-old lineage of Himalayan masters in 1976 by Sri Swami Varma of the Himalayas, who is the founder of the Himalayan Institute. And I want to let you all know that if you want to study with Panaji, his upcoming program is in September, September 14th. It's Lifting the Final Veil, Distilling the Wisdom of the Yoga Sutra, Shiva Sutra, and Lotus Sutra. So if you can make it, we really hope to see you there. One other thing, I want to give a special shout out to mission member Tammy Blatt. It's her birthday tonight, and she wanted to be here, but she got sick. So Tammy, thanks for joining us. We love you. Without further ado, Pandit Rajamani Tigganayat.
Thank you. Sruti Smriti Puranam Alayam Karunalayam Namami Bhagavat Padam Sankaram Loka Sankaram Agyanantara Gahana Patitanam Atma Vidyopadesai Stratum Lokan Bhavadav Sikhatapa Papachyamanan Muktva maunam batabitapino mulato nispatanti Sambhor murtis charat bhuvane Shankaracharya rupa Bhagavat pada padabja dvandvam dvandva nivarhanam Sureshwaradi sadhvringai ravalambit mabhaji Shri karaya shri rupaya Guru Chakra Viharini Sadashivaya Ramaya Swamini Satatam Namaha. Welcome everyone. All those of you who are here and those who are joining us digitally all over the world. Today is Guru Purnima. This particular day of the full moon has been put aside to honor the lineage and make a conscious effort to connect ourselves with that primordial pool of knowledge, wisdom, and compassion that goes on providing nourishment to our soul. As a society, we have learned a lot about how to gather the tools and means and resources to nurture our body, to take care of our worldly needs, And in order to avoid conflict and clash while earning the worldly tools and means, we have put together lots of moral, ethical, you know, rules and laws. And we have placed a great amount of trust in all those ethical, moral rules and laws and the system of justice, hoping that all of us, as individual members of society, can strive toward gathering tools and means so that we can live a healthy and happy, peaceful and prosperous life. Sages remind us that in order to have a healthy society, definitely we need such rules and laws to guide us how to move forward without stepping on others' toes. But somehow, those rules and laws have their own limits, constraints. This is a day the great masters and sages and the yogis have put aside to remind ourselves that there is a need to reflect on what works and what does not work. We have gigantic armies to protect our national interests. We have large battalions of police, and still there is violence in the streets. We have even international organizations such as United Nations, and yet we get into conflicts. We have been told by the tradition and the masters of the tradition that minimum once a year, if not more frequently, we should reflect on these things, that what is wrong that when we have that much resources put aside to protect us, why are we still fearful? We have in great parts of the world, there is democracy. Perhaps democracy is the best way to govern the life of individuals and ensure that there is a high degree of equality, and that's what we have. For example, here in great, great nations, United States of America, India, etc., etc. And in democratically ruled and governed countries, there is a system of justice, court system. And yet, there is fear of someone taking away what is rightfully ours. Today we have beautiful universities and colleges, and yet there's something still missing, despite the fact that we have excellent universities and colleges on so many wonderful subjects, from history to geography to astrophysics to just goes on and on and on. And every year, millions and millions of these universities and colleges are churning out millions and millions of highly intelligent, educated people. And yet, something definitely seems to be missing. They are doctors. Those who are coming out from our colleges and universities, they are doctors, engineers, lawyers, businessmen, and all sorts of professionals. And yet, definitely something seems to be missing. What is that? Safety, security. A mighty nation like ours. And not only our nation alone, but every nation in the world today is talking about fighting against terrorism. As though if there are terrorists in every pocket of humanity. Which particular university is specializing in producing those terrorists? I don't think there is any single university that does that. So thousands of top-notch universities with billions and billions and billions of dollars budgets are producing graduates as professionals. And yet, from some unknown sources, guided by unknown forces, there are terrorists coming out. Every religion is talking about love all and hate none. And almost every human being, with very small exception, belongs to one form of religion or other. No religion in the world says that be violent and hurt and harm others. There is no church, there is no mosque, there is no organization, religious organization, that ever endorses violence. And yet, their teachings and preaching seems to be ineffective. All great universities and colleges and all great temples and churches and mosques on one side, and completely intangible organizations on other side. Who is winning? I don't know. But one thing is definitely clear, that all of us are concerned about safety and security. Okay. This is the world we are living in. This is a time, as sages have told us, that please reflect on this, on such matters of life. Where are our priorities? What are we doing? When Swami Rama of the Himalayas, the founder of the Himalayan Institute, my master, my teacher, your teacher, was coming to the West, he asked his master that, you are sending me to the West. What will I teach them? And especially, I'm Indian fellow with brown skin, and I have a big amount of baggage with me. That is, I'm a Swami. I'm former Shankaracharya. And I'm your disciple. And I come from a country which in the eyes of the world is known for its poverty. A gentleman coming from that country claims to teach something, but what? Their culture is totally different. Our culture is totally different. So Swamiji's master said, which is, when you look at living with Himalayan masters, preparation to come to the East, you know, Swamiji talks about. Swamiji's master said, people both in the East as well as in the West have same aspiration, have same needs, have same minds and hearts. People in both hemispheres are trying to, making an attempt to find life's purpose. Everyone in the world is trying to find happiness. Problem is an age-old belief that East is East and West is West. This belief is primitive belief. If we cannot demolish this belief, then at least we can create a bridge between East and West. And then there could be some dialogue and understanding between two groups of people. But my son, as his Swamiji's master said, but this sense of duality, that East is East and West is West, doesn't stop there. It is in every family, every society, every culture, every community, every city, every town. My friends, today, the world we are living in, it is even worse. In last few years, or in recent days, we have examples of the families where brothers and sisters are no longer talking about, you know, with each other. The differences have become so visible and so loud that there is like, you do whatever you like to do, I'm just fine with my belief system. Now, where does it lead us? It leads us to a great deep sense of insecurity. All of us begin to question, what are we doing? Where are we headed? That's why the sages said, the central message of the tradition is freedom from fear. That includes every other messages. We are fearful, or we are fear on society. I don't think there is room for debate about it. It's very loud and clear. Now the question is, what should we do about it? This is where our tradition comes forward. Our tradition tells us that the deeper causes of fear and anger and hatred and violence and all forms of pain and misery and sorrow that come from fear, although are internal, somewhere deep inside us, The root cause of fear is inside us. And everything that comes from fear, also the cause of all that is also inside us. But reaching that space within us is not so easy. Even when we intellectually understand it, still it is not so easy to put our own knowledge into practice and really benefit from it. That is why, despite all those tools, all those techniques, all those tools and means which we have put in place are not so effective. Not so effective. Despite all this defense mechanism we have put in place at so many levels, still our fear level has not gone down. Suspicion about each other has not gone down. And in the name of diplomacy, at much larger level, lying and cheating and deception has not gone down. Similarly, at our individual level, our effort to find our way in a sneaky way by protecting our interests and in the process while hurting our own loved ones, it has not been reduced. Still it's there. Therefore, what is there that we can do? It is purely a reflection on ourselves and an ongoing basis that we remind who we are, what we are, and put together a methodical practice that we attend every day to come back to that space inside ourselves which is pure and pristine, which by its own intrinsic virtue has capacity to calm us down and infuse our mind and heart with peaceful and yet vibrant energy. That's what we need. And that system is called meditation. Meditation is heart of yoga. All other components of yoga, all other principles and elements of yoga lead us to one single point: meditation, meditation, meditation. Because it is meditation that which allows our mind to reach that pure and pristine space which is filled with that divinity which is our very origin. If we are able to reach that space even for a few seconds a day, then the bonding that is created in those few seconds between the exterior part of ourselves and that the innermost one is so strong bonding that everything else automatically is nurtured and nourished in most peaceful manner. The joy, the understanding that comes from there is so precise, so focused, so clear that automatically tells us that the world out there is really not that scary. People out there are not really that bad. If I keep telling you, I can't believe you are so nasty, I can't believe that you are so negative. You know, being negative is not good. Sir, I have not asked you whether I am negative or not. Why are you constantly reminding me that I am so negative? But if I keep poking at you, if I keep lecturing that you are negative, you are a bad person, one day you will get so fed up that in an unfriendly voice, you will say, Pandit Rajmani, shut up, you get out of my sight. Automatically, I made you negative. Therefore, this is what sages are telling. Pay attention to what you are. And you can pay attention to what you are by first recollecting your wonderful, positive, friendly mind. Make that positive, friendly mind one-pointed and channel that positive, friendly mind inward. Allow that mind reach that wonderful space within you. And then from there, you see what you are. As soon as you see how lovely and wonderful person you are, you have gotten a unique way of looking at others too. You begin to see great goodness there, great goodness over there, great goodness in over there. Will it solve the actual problem, actual source of that? Will it remove the actual causes of fear in the external world? Yes, it will. Should you believe me? Yes. Why? Do you, Panditji, do you have evidence? Any proof that it will solve the problem? And say yes. Very many great masters, Buddha, Jesus, and hundreds and hundreds, many more who came before them and who came after them, repeatedly they have demonstrated that this is the only thing that works. When you are healthy and happy and peaceful, you have less reason to hurt and harm others. And when you are healthy, happy, and peaceful and clear in your own personal life, you have less fear to collaborate with others. And collaboration that happens without cheating, lying, deceiving, and bluffing others, only that kind of collaborative effort works. The rest falls apart. We know the power of collective consciousness. And it is only when the forces in the external world are very, very tough, we one day decide to collaborate with each other and work toward a common goal. But the truth is, we have deep down not found that eternal anchor within ourselves. And we don't have that belief that it exists. And that even if you have that belief is not experiential. Therefore, we do not have that belief in others either. So our belief is so poor, our trust and faith is so poor, that on one hand we claim that we are doing, working in a very collaborative manner and toward a common goal, but the truth is we don't. And that is why we, as a society, we are not able to create that powerful collective consciousness which can afford to give room to the individuals to find their own personal peace and happiness. Therefore, when just even a handful of meditators with genuine desire to know themselves and find that inner peace and happiness and attain freedom from fear and anger and violence, really sit down and meditate, automatically they are naturally and spontaneously and effortlessly inspired to work together and create a collective consciousness. And when that creative consciousness is engendered, automatically those who are not so inspired, automatically they become inspired by becoming part of that collective consciousness. But if we try to create collective consciousness without having the clarity, strength, and wisdom and compassion ourselves, and we try to create it out there for others, it does not work. This is the message that sages have been giving again and again throughout history. And this message never ever becomes old in our commercially run world. There may be need for everyday coming out with new products, but this product never becomes old, because this product is ever vibrant, and the need for using this product is always there. Why? Because without this particular phenomena, no other products work, no other techniques work. Therefore, at this moment, we as an organization, we as an individuals, we as a seekers, we as aspirants, make our resolve that let us do something which makes us become more peaceful, more clear, more fearless. And let us start working in a purposeful, meaningful way. Number one. Number two, let us find similar-minded people whom we can share this idea. There are lots of people out there sharing the idea which is totally opposite to what I'm talking about. We, as a personal seekers, aspirants, seekers and aspirants of personal empowerment, enlightenment, let us find our kind of people. Communicate with such people. Invite each other to work toward a common goal. And that common goal is very, that common goal is simultaneously very personal and very universal. And that is love all and hate none. That's the only way that we can become peaceful. As soon as few individuals of like-minded people begin to work, whether in same very space and same very place and same very time, or wherever they are, one is in California, another is in Tokyo, another is in India, and another is in Europe, one in Pennsylvania. One is a doctor, another is a lawyer. One is man and another is woman. One is relatively rich and another is not so rich. One is old and another is young. But no matter where we are, no matter what we are, as soon as our intention are somewhat aligned, automatically an amazing collective consciousness begins to evolve. And just as a handful of people broadcast a fearful energy, and many, many other people automatically join. Similarly, when a very handful of people start communicating with each other and start emitting, first start achieving and emitting that peaceful, fearless, peaceful, purposeful energy, automatically many, many others join. This way we create a beautiful, peaceful world outside, conducive to our inner discovery. And it started with our inner quest, created the beautiful world outside. Once the beautiful world outside is created, automatically it begins to nurture the world inside us. And once this process has begun, it will keep gaining momentum. At this auspicious day of Guru Purnima, this is the message on behalf of my teacher, on behalf of the lineage, on behalf of the tradition, on behalf of the sages. I share with you, and I hope you will join us in one way or other. Thank you. God bless you all.
Jaya Guru Deva. Jaya Jaya Guru Dev.
Jaya Guru Dev. 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 Jaya Jaya Guru Dev. Asaran sarana charana mohile.
Asaran sarana charana mohile.
Asaran sarana charana mohile. Jaya Jaya Guru Dev.
Jaya Guru Dev. Jaya Jaya Guru Dev.
Jaya Guru Dev. Jaya Jaya Guru Jaya Jaya Guru Dev.
Jaya Guru Dev. Jaya Jaya Guru Dev.
Oh Jaya Guru Dev. Jaya Jaya Guru Dev.
Jaya Guru Dev. Jaya Jaya Guru Dev.
Sarana sarana charana mohile.
Asarana sarana charana mohile.
Asarana sarana charana mohile. Sarana sarana charana mohile.
Asarana sarana charana mohile.
Asarana sarana charana mohile.
Asarana sarana charana mohile.
Sarana sarana charana mohile.
Asarana sarana charana mohile.
Asarana sarana charana. Gam Ganapati Namo Namasti.
Gam Ganapati Namo Namasti.
Gam Ganapati Namo Namasti. Ganapati Namo Namasti.
Gang Gang Ganapati Namo Namasti.
Gang Gang Ganapati Namo Namasti.
Gang Gang Ganapati Namo Namasti.
Namo Namasti.
Namo Namasti.
Namo Namasti, Namo Namasti.
Namo Namasti, Namo Namasti.
Gang Gang Ganapati Namo Namasti.
Gang Gang Ganapati Namo Namasti.
Gang Gang Ganapati Namo Namasti. Ganapati Namo Namaste.
Gang Ganapati Namo Namaste.
Ganapati Namo Namaste.
Namo Namaste.
Namo Namaste.
Namo Namaste. Namo Namaste.
Namo Namaste. Namo Ganapati Namo Namaste.
Gang Gang Ganapati Namo Namaste.
Gang Gang Ganapati Namo Namaste.
Gang Gang Ganapati Namo Namaste.
Namo Namaste, Namo Namaste.
Namo Namaste, Namo Namaste.
Namo Namaste, Namo Namaste.
Namo Namaste, Namo Namaste.
Gang Gang Ganapati Namo Namaste. Ganapati Namo Namaste.
Gang Gang Ganapati Namo Namaste.
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 Namah Shivaya.
Om Namah Shivaya.
Namaru
Namah Shivaya.
Namah Shivaya.
Namah Shivaya. Namah Shivaya.
Namah Shivaya.
Namah Shivaya.
Namah Shivaya.
Namah Shivaya.
Namah Shivaya.
Shivaya, Om Namah
Shivaya.
Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya.
Namah Shivaya,
Om Namah Shivaya.
Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya.
Sambha Sadashiva Namah Shivaya.
Namah Shivaya.
Parvati Pati Namah Shivaya.
Namah Shivaya.
Namah Shivaya.
Namah Shivaya, Namah Shivaya.
Jai Jai Tara, Namah Shivaya.
Namah Shivaya, Namah Shivaya.
Namah Shivaya, Namah Shivaya.
Namah Shivaya, Namah Shivaya.
Namah Shivaya, Namah Shivaya.
Namah Shivaya.
Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya.
Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya.
Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya.
Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya.
Jai Jai Ganga, Namah Shivaya.
Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya.
Jai Jai Yamuna, Namah Shivaya.
Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya.
Devi Saraswati, Namah Shivaya. Sangam Vasini Namah Shivaya.
Namah Shivaya, 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 Namah Shivaya.
Sitaram,
Sitaram,
Jai Sitaram,
Sitaram, Jai Sitaram. Ram, Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Jai Sita Ram.
Sita Ram. God bless you all. And please do your practice, do your sadhana. Be very kind and nice to yourself and kind and nice to all. God bless you all. Thank you. Thank you.